Bava Metzia, Perek Hei, Mishneh Ches. In order to understand this Mishnah, we have to talk about a halacha. The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to lend what's called sa'ah b'sa'ah, one measure of an item, one measure of grain, let's say, to be paid back the same measure. And the reason for this is because we're concerned that if you lend somebody a sa'ah, a measure of, let's say, chitim of wheat, and they pay you back at a later date a same measure of wheat, if the price of the wheat has gone up in the interim, they're essentially paying you back ribis. Because, let's say, if you have a sa'ah of chitim right now, it's going for $100, and later on it goes for $200, so when you return the same sa'ah, you are really returning to him $200 when he lent you $100. That's why they forbade that idea of being malva sa'ah b'sa'ah, of lending one sa'ah to get back a sa'ah. In that scenario, if it would have happened, let's say that sa'ah that you lend to someone was now worth $200 when it was originally worth $100, you would only take back half a sa'ah, only $100 worth, in order not to be in violation of ribis midrabanan. Our mission is going to discuss an exception to this rule, and that is as follows, that if a person has a aris, has a sharecropper in their field, it's possible to have an arrangement with the sharecropper that the person lends the sharecropper grain, a certain measure of grain, for the purposes of planting that grain in the field, and they pay back the same measure of grain. And we don't view it as a loan, rather we look at it as a particular form of a sharecropper contract, and that we say that the contract is such that the sharecropper receives his percentage of the produce minus that sa'ah. That's all. It's not a loan. It's just a different type of a contract in sharecropping. Now, this is certainly true if he lends him the grain at the beginning of their sharecropping arrangement, because then the arrangement is such that the sharecropper receives his percentage minus that amount that he has to pay back. But the Mishnah will address a case as well where they are in the middle of their sharecropping agreement, but we're dealing with a location where the custom is that the sharecropper provides the seed, and therefore if he can't come up with the seed to plant the field, then the landlord has the right to evict him. And therefore, since he could evict him at this point, therefore they are able to make a new sharecropping deal based on the idea of him paying back this measure. So the Mishnah reads, Malve Adam Esarisav, a person is allowed to lend to his sharecroppers, Chitin Bechitin, a measure of grain, of wheat, to be paid back Chitin Lezera, if the purpose of using the chitin is in order to seed the field, because becomes their sharecropping agreement. Avolo lechol, but not if the purpose is for the sharecropper to eat it, because then it has nothing to do with their sharecropping agreement. Now, the reason the Mishnah needs to tell us this is Shehaya Rabban Gamliel, Malve Esaris of Chitin Bechitin Lezera, because Rabban Gamliel would lend to his sharecroppers a measure of wheat to be paid back a measure of wheat for the purposes of them to plant it. However, what he would do was he would not be willing necessarily always to receive back the same measure of grain, because he would say, "Biyoker v'huzlu," let's say if the grain was worth a higher price and now became cheaper. So if it became cheaper, he, of course, would accept back the same measure of grain, because the same measure of grain is worth actually less now, so it's certainly not ribis. O bezol v'hukru, but if it was cheaper and now it became more expensive, let's say that one sa'ah was worth $100 and now it's worth $200, so it became more expensive, noto mehem kishar hazol, he would accept back only the lower price. He would only accept half a sa'ah in order to, which is only worth the original amount that he had lent him. He wasn't doing this because that was actually the halacha. He wanted to be more stringent upon himself and therefore not accept this exception that exists with a sharecropper that allows the sharecropper to return to him the same measure of grain, even if it became more expensive, simply because, as we explained, this is the special sharecropping deal. Rabbi Gamliel was machmer and didn't want to it didn't want to accept more than the higher value than what he had lent the sharecropper, even though it was permissible in halacha.